Steve's sermon today is about playing the hand you're dealt. The story of Socrates Fortlow, my favorite character from modern literature, is a story about playing the hand you're dealt. In this book, Always Outnumbered, Always Outgunned, by Walter Mosley, In this book, Always Outnumbered, Always Outgunned, it's the first book of three about the life of Socrates Fortlow. After he finishes serving 27 years of hard time in an Indiana penitentiary for the rape and the murder of two innocent people. Socrates had two things to guide his actions during and after prison: his huge rock breaker hands and the ability to see into the soul of the person standing across from him. As a child, Socrates had the tough love and guidance of a strict, pious aunt and pretty much nothing else. But from the scraps of that love and his keen intellect, he developed the strength of character to use either his powerful rockbreaker hands or his words to straighten out the broken souls he encountered in prison and in his chosen home of Watts, Los Angeles. He had the resolve to use his raw strength when nothing else would be sufficient, and he did. Though they're very different men who make very different choices, I admire the moral strength of Socrates Fortlow the way I admired Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. Without second thoughts or regret, these men played out the hands they were dealt, true to their own moral core, and with the lessons to all they encountered. Please take a few moments in silent reflection. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.